Hello, hello everyone. Blessings to you on this Friday evening. This is Amanda Grace. I am feeling better, praise God. So I am on with you this evening. And not only am I on, but Noble, let me move this out of the way so you can see him as people jump on. There he is. He just moved in here. Sound asleep. It's his nighty-night bedtime. That's what's going on. Oh, let me lower this just a little bit as people jump on. We don't want it to be too bright. My goodness gracious. Hello, hello to everybody jumping on. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say hi to a few of you. I'm going to pray. We're going to jump right into things. Hello to Kristen Garvey, Honoree. God bless you. Hello, Sharon, Sierra, and Robin. God bless you. Hello to Tracy and Jessica, Brandon, Connor, God bless you. Hello to, oh my goodness, it's going so fast. Sharon Miller, Jennifer Wilson, Lisa G, God bless you. Hello to those on Facebook jumping on. Ellie, Ann, Marilyn, Courtney, God bless you. Hello to those of you, Andrea, hello to you on Periscope. And hello to everybody else jumping on who's been notified that we have gone live. Hello to our moderators who are jumping on. We so appreciate our moderators here because they do an incredible job and they help me do what I need to do. So moderators, I will ask that anybody that wants to mock or name call that you would kind of push out of the way and block so people can pay attention to what is going on. I'm going to ask everybody at chat to keep it on topic as much as possible. And yes, hello, hello to all of you. I'm feeling better today. I hope you enjoyed the Elijah Streams interview. That was an amazing honor to be asked to come on Elijah Streams with Steve Schultz. So I hope you enjoyed that interview. That was a huge blessing. And it's important to be in the timing of God, and we'll talk about that. But that was an incredible blessing. Thank you to all who watched. I pray you got something out of it that it ministered to you as it should. Oh, Annie, I see Annie H. Hello, Annie. She's one of our moderators. Annie is wonderful and amazing. So are Dawn Marie and Lisa and Susan, and our hello to our new moderators as well who have come on board. We so appreciate it. People are in the process of texting me. I have my ringer off, though, so that's good. So we have a lot to talk about tonight. So what I'm going to do, oh, we're going to play Grace and Glory most likely Sunday evening for all of you. We did Grace and Glory today. I'm so enjoying doing that with Big Brother Dave. So we will announce for that. Let me get my prayer shawl on. Here. Okay. The very nice person that sent me this new prayer shawl also sent me a new shofar, which I will show you. I will remember to get it. Maybe if Chris is watching at some point, I could ask him to go into the cabinet and get it. It's a little harder to blow, so I'm going to have to work on it. Missy's locked out until the end, and hopefully Chet will calm down. As Grace is laughing, Chet is screaming. Is he in the corner? Is he in the corner? Nope, he's trying to move. This little camera hog's trying to move to a corner to be seen. Of course, Noble wants to come out. So let me just let him out of the room because he knows I'm doing the broadcast. Oh, good. Chris is letting him out. Perfect. Chris is letting Noble out, and we should be off and running. Chris, can you lock the door? Thank you. And we'll let Missy in at the end. Okay. So we just have Chet to contend with. Never a dull moment here, guys. Okay, as I pray, I'm just going to ask everybody to sort of have some reverence for the Lord here. We're coming before him. And then we will get started. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we praise you that you are a mighty God. You are also Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. You are Jehovah Sidkenu, our righteousness. You are our banner, our strong tower. You are the Alpha and Omega, creator of all things. There is none that could ever match you or be above your perfect holy name. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise through your name. We come before you first and foremost, Lord, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Please forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short in you, Lord. Every way we've done what's offensive to you, gotten upset and frustrated, Father God, we humble ourselves before you and ask you to wash us and cleanse us in Jesus' name. We acknowledge you sent your one only Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth in the form of a man, and that he came as the spotless lamb. And he came to the earth to die because we were found guilty under the righteous laws of God. He took our place willingly and purchased us by the shedding of his precious blood. And after he was buried, he rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, and took his rightful place victorious at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. And we declare that Jesus is Lord. And we honor that sacrifice, Father God, before you, that you made because you so loved the world. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, release, and deploy your holy warring angels, holy angels of all rankings and divisions, including ministering angels, Father God, to surround our home, the skies, and our land, the perimeter of the property, the pendant side, not our home inside, not this broadcast, the connection, to make a hedge, a shield, and a holy firewall. To, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, confuse, block, scramble, abort, destroy, dismantle, disable, disrupt, nullify, void, disarm, dismantle, and cancel every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, attempt, communication, counteroffensive, device, technology, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, attack of any kind of the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, puppets and agents of the enemy, and the like. Lord, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ as a covering to hide us in the secret place and to act as a barrier that we ask by the power of Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ blocks out the workers of darkness and iniquity, blinds them, muzzles them, deafens them, and stops them in their tracks, advancing in their plans against your children. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ as a filter so only the words of the Holy Spirit and the Most High God come through. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask, Lord, that your presence move, that you go before this broadcast, that your wisdom and your power, Father God, and what you want to say goes before this broadcast and leads it and guides it, that the weight of your glory falls, your presence falls, your power, Father God, moves during this broadcast, Father. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that the Holy Spirit go forth, Father God, as the counselor, to minister to those watching. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth come forth. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, I ask you fill my mouth with your words. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill my soul and my spirit with your words, wisdom, knowledge, and revelation, pinpoint precision and accuracy, and prophetic insight and utterance, discernment and discerning of spirits, wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding and the joy of the Lord, let it be sealed by the blood of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you take all the glory for yourself, Father. You rule and reign. You should be glorified, Father. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the potter. We are merely the clay. We are merely the vessels that you fill, Father God, to speak forth for your glory, to turn men to you, Father God, to look at you, to seek you first, Father. Lord, take all the glory for yourself, Father, for this is for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray, amen and amen. Okay. Can everybody hear me properly? Okay. El Sabi's husband has cancer. Let me see. If a few of you want to put prayer requests, we'll pray real fast before we begin. Okay. If you have prayer requests, I will try to grab as many as possible. So if you have prayer requests and you want to write quickly in the description, I will write some down and we'll pray for those in that category. Yes, Craig, Chet needs prayer. We're going to pray for Chet. Okay, Andrea's husband has lung cancer. Okay. We're going to start doing this. We're going to pray for some people at the beginning of the broadcast. Let's see. I see blood pressure for many. Okay, blood pressure. Okay. Okay, Sherry, we're going to pray for your daughter. Okay. And healing. I see a lot of healing. So we'll pray for those who need healing. Okay. There are many who need healing. Okay. Someone said they need their son to come to know Christ. So we'll pray for those who need to come to Christ. Okay. So that's what we'll do. We'll do both. Okay. Thank you. Well, we already went over the prayer. Don't mind. There's something dropped off the desk. We already did the prayer points. Praise the Lord. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Father. We come humbly to your throne as your children, acknowledging your awesomeness, acknowledging who you are, that you are creator of all things. You rule and reign on the throne. You are the beginning and the ending. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are almighty and all-powerful. And there is none that could ever come close to your holiness or your power, Lord. Lord, we bring before you, before your throne, these prayer requests, Father. Lord, we pray for those who are sick, Father God. Lord, Elsabi's husband that is fighting cancer. Andrea's husband is fighting lung cancer. There are those in need with blood pressure that are having throat pain, fighting infection and disease. Father, we bring them before you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke those spirits of sickness and disease and cancer and affliction on these people, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, down to the cellular level, let order return to their bodies. Let it be loosed and come out of their souls even, Lord. Anything that's holding on in their soul that may be causing it to fester, we, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it come out and be sent back to which it came from. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that your spirit come upon them, Lord, that you purge it from them, the sickness, the disease cells, the cancers, Lord, that you purge it from them in the name of Jesus Christ, that you touch them, Lord, that starting at their head to their feet, that the healing power of God, like a bomb, begin to descend upon them, that divine order, their bodies come into divine order, and in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, their bodies must submit to and come into alignment with the word of God, Lord, in your spirit. We pray in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. We pray for those who need deliverance, Lord, who need to come to Christ, Father. If they are being deceived by the enemy, Lord, into getting involved, Father God, with spirits of perversion, if they are being deceived, Father God, by the enemy with atheism, if they're being deceived by the ways of the world, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask for a road to Damascus encounter with you for these people that stops them on the broad path, that stops them from going down the wrong track, that stops them, Father God, from heading down the way to destruction and reroutes them back towards the things of God, that the prodigals come home in Jesus' name. That's what I'm hearing right now. The prodigals are going to come home. If you have a prodigal child, stand on the word of God because they are going to come home in this season in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever is in their life that is out of order, that the enemy is using to confuse, that the enemy is using to draw away from the Lord. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that those things be cast out of their life. If they are people influencing him, let the door shut to those people being in their lives. If it's something else of the enemy that the enemy is using, let it be cast out of their life in the name of Jesus Christ. We apply the blood of Jesus right now, Father God. We ask, Lord, that they acknowledge the blood of Jesus, that he died on the cross for them and their sins because he loved them that much, Lord. Let them realize his love for them and turn from their ways and come back to the Lord and be deeply rooted for him with a testimony for his glory. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone's got some very painful canker sores. And the Lord is touching them. Receive it in faith because the Lord is touching those canker sores in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Well, so I'm going to wait on. is you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Father God. There are people that have ligament ruptures. The Lord is healing and repairing those ligaments. Receive it in Jesus' name. Raise your hands to the Lord and receive it and proclaim in faith that you believe he is the healer, that he still heals, that truly sickness and disease were defeated at the cross by the blood of Jesus. He wants to repair those really painful ligament tears in your body. He wants to flush out those blood clots. Those blood clots are going to dissipate in Jesus' name. There are those fighting blood clots in various parts of their body. Those are dissipating now. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. People see me? Can people see me? Okay, perfect. Praise God. Sometimes it'll freeze for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father God. There are some people that have these like strawberry skin conditions, and the Lord is clearing that up. He's touching the pigment of your skin. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just pray for those fighting COVID. Listen, if you are fighting COVID, ask your doctor to prescribe you Pulmicort. There is a doctor that has come on the Thrive Time show many times with Clay Clark. He has successfully treated all of his patients with this and with ivermectin and other treatments. So go to the Thrive Time podcast. He has a doctor on that talks about this. So please get your loved ones to ask their doctors for this treatment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus Christ that COVID is driven out of these people's bodies, out of their immune systems, Father God, that the immune system, literally, Father God, you strengthen their immune systems up and the COVID dissipates in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray for a mighty touch from you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we command that COVID to come out and for the fevers to depart from these people, every bit of fluid to clear up and dry up in the lungs in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them be made whole in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord, that you are sending your word to heal them this hour in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to start doing that more often. Okay. Now, there's a few things I want to talk about very quickly. I just want to thank some people, okay? So, Janice, thank you for sending this. It's beautiful. She made it. I have it in the office. I keep it in the office. I have it up here, obviously, so I can show it. Here, let me put it over here for a minute so it doesn't fall and get in the way. Nourris sent me, after I talked about the apricot candies in the dream, Mediterranean dried apricots and pistachios. And there's normally nuts in the Turkish delight. So thank you, Nuris, very much. She sent a recipe, too, for Turkish delight. We also got a few various things I just want to thank people for. There's somebody that made a very involved card, Calligraphy by Patricia, which is www.calligraphyandcards.com. She made this adorable little storybook for Chris to encourage him, and it's got dogs and pets and animals galore. I guess she makes these for people and farm animals. So thank you very much, Patricia, for that. We also got a really nice t-shirt and a hat that says, "Make America About God Again." I completely agree. That should be the slogan. And we also got, thank you, who sent a bunch of headbands. You know, I like to wear headbands. Well, they sent them in every color. So thank you for that. Let's see what else is in here. We were sent Monterey products. So that's what it's called, Monterey. Thank you very much for that. And we were also sent Liquid Biocell Collagen. Collagen is excellent for your joints. So if you need help with your joints, look up getting this Monterey Collagen. So thank you so much for sending that. So thank you to everyone who just thought of us. We very much appreciate it. And now we can begin. Now, we're going to get into some prophecy fulfilled first, because it's important to keep track of the prophecies. We don't want you to think we haphazardly, you know, I give these from the Lord, and then we don't keep track. Lisa has pages and pages and pages of fulfilled prophecy. So that's important for us to track it. So let me get the document out. And then we're going to get into the rest of what I have to talk about tonight. So praise the Lord. California does need prayer. There's a lot coming with California. They need prayer. So basically, let me just try to get my chat's being really good right now. Okay. This is interesting. For some reason, I was prompted to go back before we had the channel. You have to understand, I was putting words out on Facebook from the Lord long before we had the channel. I was giving words long before the channel. The Lord made me feed ducks for 2.5 years till he handed me the ministry. So basically, I'm going to talk about some of these words, these older words that are happening now. You see, there's some prophecy that's short term, and you give it, it comes to pass fairly fast. There is other prophecy that takes years to come to pass. We're going to talk about some of these older prophecies that I gave in 2017, almost 4 years ago, that are coming to pass now. This is important to encourage you. Okay, so the first one is from April 16th, 2017. And this is what it says. Natural resources are going to be suddenly found in unexpected areas in the world. Trump's leadership will give other countries renewed strength to purge radical Islam from amongst them, which that did happen. Mene, mene, tekel ufarsin. God has judged the nations and some have been found wanting. Crises will come forth in nations whose corrupt leadership has run them into the gutter. We've seen that. The writing is on the wall for Germany. This is important. There is a very small remnant in Germany crying out to the Lord for help, and the Lord has heard their cries and will bring aid to the remnant. But to Miss Merkel, rejection by her own people for turning Germany into a spiritual whorehouse and welcoming Allah over Almighty God. I am God. There is none, capitalized other. I will make this clear to Germany, says the Lord of hosts to you this day. Now, why is this important? Because Angela Merkel is stepping down by September. She has announced she is stepping down as Chancellor of Germany. Also, when the Lord said the writing is on the wall for Germany, those Amazon servers were found, I believe, in Frankfurt, Germany, having to do with certain, we'll say, elections. So this was in 2017, this word was given. It is coming to pass now. He said he wasn't done with Miss Merkel, and she is being forced to step down. So all glory be to God for accuracy. Okay, now, June 15th, 2017. This is important, and let me tell you why. The Lord was pointing in this word at the civil war in Washington, D.C., and the coronavirus. I couldn't believe when I was reading this that I had forgotten about this word. Now, let's see here. June 15th, 2017. Washington is being shaken, says the Lord. A civil war, says the Lord, except there is nothing civil about what these prognosticators, thieves, greedy, and power-hungry have done, says the Lord. Yes, the enemy is operating through branches of certain groups. Corrupt offshoots that should have never been allowed to form but were fed vile inflammatory words and ideas, and so branches of certain parties have blossomed, says the Lord. And now have become a giant of a problem, says the Spirit. Yes, I am dealing with Washington. What a cesspool, says the Lord. A pig pen. It's a slanderous, vile, adulterous, greedy pig pen, says the Lord. Yes, the enemy is throwing a tantrum. Yes, he is attempting to cause chaos and hate, says the Lord. Yes, he is trying to cause fear, for he found cracks and made them holes, says the Lord. Many are allowing themselves too many openings for the enemy to come in and operate. Yes, they are giving him and his demons a voice and a switchboard to reroute ideas and plans as they please. However, says the Lord, I sit on the throne. I am God, and there is none other. I am dealing with what the enemy has so viciously done and will turn it around for my glory, says the Lord. This is June of 2017. President Trump wasn't even in office a year when this word went forth. We're going to get into Amazon too, don't worry. Now, June 15th, 2017, it goes on. Pray for those in government, says the Lord. The president, the one I called, has a very difficult job ahead of him, says the Lord. Untangling of many knots needs to happen. Keep your eyes on California, Iran, and parts of Europe, says the Lord, for there will be change and a humbling. Crises will come forth. This is the pointing at the coronavirus. And a humanitarian crisis in one part of the world because of greed, idolatry, and bad policy, says the Lord of hosts this day. This was June 15th, 2017, when the Lord mentions Iran, mentions California, mentions parts of Europe, and then says there's going to be a humanitarian crisis in one part of the world because of greed, idolatry, and bad policy. He said those three had to be involved. So this was the Lord pointing at the coronavirus. That was him pointing at this crisis that was going to happen out of what? First thing he said was greed. Okay? We know why this was released. And it had to do with greed, idolatry, and bad policy. Okay? So that was June 15th, 2017. He also talked about the president, President Trump, having to untangle many knots. This was going to be a very difficult job ahead of him because of all these knots that had been made. So I wanted to go over that with you because those are older words. I also have other ones we're going to go over. Now, the Lord talked about December 28th, 2020, a Purim-like event beginning